Hare Krishna, we will now start with our, the organized program. We have already chanted rounds this morning, and we have started our puja part with worshipping Srila Prabhupada. Now we will start with a japa session, and we will do it like this. We will sing a little Hare Krishna, and then I will try to set some moods and give some practical guidelines how we could possibly apply those subjects which we have heard yesterday.
Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandana, Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandana. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandana, Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandana. Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandana, Krishna Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Nandana. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Dear devotees, we are now starting that part of the japa workshop which we have announced yesterday. We will do it like this that we will have regular, we will have japa chanting, and then every 2 hours we will get together like this, and I will read to you some inspirational texts from scriptures generally, which will highlight what we have heard yesterday in a theoretical way. But if you kindly allow me, I will just read a little bit from a japa diary, which I kept, it's very short, during last Kartik. It starts with the worship of Srimati Radharani, the Queen of Vrindavan. Let me worship Srimati Radharani, who is enthroned as the queen of the highest abode, Vrindavan. She is the presiding goddess of the king of months, Kartik. She is the foremost of the innumerable beloved of Sri Krishna, and her fame, which destroys all sin, gives one the desire to serve Sri Krishna. Today I read a letter by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which was very relevant to my chanting. He was writing about the transcendental nature of the holy name, which can be perceived only when the covering of the spiritual soul is pierced. He compared this with the Kana Beda Sangskara, the ear-piercing ceremony which is done for the young child. He writes, "When our spiritual ears have been pierced by the Vaikuntha name, a flood of prema pours forth, and with that the holy name reveals the beautiful form of the Lord, his qualities, associates, pastimes, and his abode." Now, this is experienced by the chanter as something quite distinct from his previous experiences within the world. We should constantly pray to the holy name for his mercy. In my mind, I have invited 5 persons today. An atheist, a skeptic, uninterested person who is into psychology to better his life, an ISKCON devotee who is somewhat shallow and has feels he has lost his enthusiasm, a serious God searcher, and an enthusiastic devotee of Krishna. They all asked me the same question: how is your retreat going? Here are my answers, which I gave them. Answer to the atheist: thank you for asking. It's going nice. You look on this inspiring natural scenario around us. You become healthy in body, mind and soul just by being here. There must be a creator behind it. I'm trying to contact him and find out for myself. The answer to the person interested in psychology: oh, this is the most interesting psychotherapy you have ever heard of. It peels mask after mask away from your authentic self. Answer to the unenthusiastic devotee: great! If you find time, please join me. I'm almost 100% sure that you will get the strength of conviction and see what Lord Chaitanya's movement is all about. But you cannot talk ordinary talk. Just absorb yourself in chanting and reading, even if you wish to sleep a lot. That's okay, but please, no ordinary talk. To a serious answer to a serious God-conscious seeker: it is a great revelation. Do you know where you can find God? My experience is that he is not necessarily in the religious buildings, not in the nature, not in the different rites and methods of worship, not even in meditation, but for sure he is in his holy name. And if you have found him there, even if only a little bit, you will see him everywhere else. Please try it. To the enthusiastic devotee, my answer will be like this: my japa chanting is not easy. I'm still waiting. Please do not become disappointed by my report. I feel almost like a repentful lover roaming again and again around the house of his beloved. I make signs, say words, even pray, not too loud of course, and hope that my beloved opens the door again for me. My beloved is there. I can see the light from inside, but the door is still closed. Please bless me with some inspirations that I can become a stronger servant of Srila Prabhupada. He can intervene on behalf of me. Please let us chant something together, or better even, make Naam Sankirtan. But the actual fact is that I have to be in seclusion. The solution of this problem is a private one. It must be solved between me and my beloveds, Radha and Krishna. Oh yes, before you go, can I please do some service for you? These were the answers to five people. The mood which I would like you to contemplate in your own life is that when you do japa worship and you try to chant 64 rounds, it is sometimes intense work. Today we are going to offer our rounds to Giriraj, who is personally hearing us. Let us give our best. Let us not expect immediate ecstasies. Even if our ears need some solid piercing, even if there is a hard skin on our material ears, let us not give up. Let us continue to pray to the Holy Name. He will surely do something. We have heard yesterday that the obstacles in chanting are the 10 offenses against chanting the Holy Name. Now Prabhupada has written that these offenses can be easily overcome by chanting the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we will now do this in the beginning. You will all get this cute little book. It's a present for you, which has the top 100 names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in it, and we will chant it, and we will surely become relieved from all offenses in a matter of time.
5 minutes.
In okay. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Daily. Yeah. Bliss. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
I was wishing I had one of these.
Yes. I want to read to you a quote from in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi 8:24. It says, there are 10 offenses to be considered while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Thus, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, even for millions of lives, one may not become ecstatic in love of God. But if one chants with some slight faith the holy names of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, very quickly he is cleansed of all offenses. Since in the chanting of the names of Nitai Gauranga, there is no consideration of offenses, one will very quickly come to the stage of love of God simply by chanting their names. Hari Bol! Prabhupada even, he says, a neophyte student who is not sufficiently educated or enlightened should not indulge in the worship of Sri Radha and Krishna or the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Even if he does so, he cannot get the desired result. One should therefore chant the names of Nitai Gaur and worship them without false prestige. Considering the position of the people of this age, however, the chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more essential than the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most magnanimous incarnation and his mercy is very easily achieved. This is from the commentary Adi Lila 8:31. So let us now go to the recitation. I would suggest that I chant the melody one time for you, and then we chant. It takes only 4 minutes, all the names. Have you come to the page in the beginning? It's maybe the 5th, 6th or something page that says recitation begins. Have you all found it? Eins, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's the 9th or 10th page. Yes? Okay, so please let me just chant it for your hearing one time. Jagannatha Sutama Haprabhu Vishwambara Mayapura Shashi Navadvipa Sudhakar. Jagannatha Sutta Mahaprabhu Vishvamba Mayapura Shashi Navadvipa Sudaka. All together. Sachi Sutta Gaurahari Mai Sundara Rara Bhava Kanti Achadita Nataba Namananda Chapal Balak Matri Bhakta Brahmananda Vadana Chaki Kuta Kanuaka Vityati Udupa Chori Dwajera Mohan Taitika Savasya Gramya Balika Kridan Lakshmi Pratibora Data Udata Balaka Sri Sachira Patiputra Shoka Nibaraka Lakshmi Pati Purva Desha Sarva Klesha Hara Digvijaji Darpahari Vishnu Priyeshvara Aryadama Pala Pitri Gaya Pindadata Puri Shishya Madhvacharya Sampradaya Pata Krishna Namonmata Krishna Tattva Adhyapaka Nama Sankirtana Yuga Dharma Pravataka Advaita Bandhava Srinivasa Grihadan Nityananda Prana Gadadera Jivan Antadvipa Shashadara Shimanta Vijaye Gotruma Bihari Mayadvipa Lila Shraye Kola Dvipa Pati Ritu Dvipa Maheshvara Janu Mohadruma Rudra Dvipa Ishvara Navakanda Ranganata Jana Vijivana Jagai Madai Haridu Vitatarana Nagara Kirtana Singha Kaji Udarana Shodanama Pracharaka Bhaktati Harana Narayani Kripa Sindhu Jivarani Yanta Arama Paduya Dandi Bhakta Doshahanta Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Bharati Tarana Parivraja Shiromani Utkala Pavam Ambulinga Bhuvanesha Kapotesha Patti Kira Chora Gopal Dashan Chuki Jati Nirandi Sanyasi Sarva Bhoma Kripa Moy Svanananda Ashvadanandi Savasukha Shroy Purata Sundara Vasudeva Tranakata Ramananda Sakka Patakula Kleshata Bodha Jain Mayavadi Kotaki Kandana Dakshina Pavana Bhakti Granta Udarana Alalala Dashanandi Rata Granataka Gajapati Trana Devananda Udaraka Kulya Prakashi Dushta Praduyara Trana Rupa Sannatana Bandhu Sarva Jiva Pramna Brindabana Nanda Murti Balla Bhadra Sangi Yovana Udari Bhatta Balla Bedaran Kashishvasi Sanyasi Udari Premadata Makata Vairagi Dandi Achandala Trata Bhakti Raghuravakari Bhakta Pranadan Haridasa Raghunata Svarupa Jivam Godruma Patita Gauranita Yevana Brindavana Bhava Vibora Vetadana Gadadhara Prana Siva Sara Sadana Krishna Bhakti Manasa Chola Kali Yuga Bhava Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sivasadi Govakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
Thank you.
This is a great it is actually the mercy of Shashika who brought these texts for all of you from Mumbai. So we are very grateful that she has saved our chanting today. Do you feel, one feels a little joyful, isn't it?
Yeah.
After now, for the first session of Japa, I would request all of you to practice humility. Immediately, the Western mind asks, practice humility? What do you mean? How to do this? Bhajan Rahasya gives us some meditations which for those who want to follow them, they are very, very beautiful. They can be found on page 42 of our Bhajan Rahasya. It is a very nice contemplation, and I will not read to you all the meditations because we want to get into the practice, but just some of them which will put you in. Now, as I'm saying them, please be so kind to listen to them in an applicatory mood, if this is a proper English word, applying it to your own situation, in other words. From Stota Ratna, O Hari, I have no faith in religious principles, and I have no knowledge of the soul. Furthermore, I have no devotion to your lotus feet. I am utterly destitute, a rogue, with no idea of the goal of life. In this way, I always cheat myself. You, however, are the deliverer of the fallen, and I am an insignificant fallen soul. Therefore, you are the only goal of my life. Having achieved your lotus feet, I take shelter of you, for you are my eternal Lord, and I am your servant. Another meditation is very, very relevant. It offers a picture in which we can enter, the picture of someone drowning in the limitless material ocean. O Ananta, O Hari, I have been drowning in this material ocean since time immemorial. I have been swimming and swimming, but I have not found the end of this great and fathomless material ocean. While drowning, I cried out in distress, "Help! Someone rescue me!" At that time you came, and as I understood your lotus feet at the shore of this ocean, a seed of hope arose in my heart. O Hari, you are the most compassionate. In me you have certainly found the most appropriate recipient for your mercy. And here's one which is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely pacified. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant and always feel joyful to have such a fitting master? Huh? We can translate it in our, what we are going to do. By serving you constantly, Nam Prabhu, one is freed from all material desires and completely pacified. When, O Nam Prabhu, shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant and always feel joyful, O Nam Prabhu, to have such a fitting master? Hare Krishna. This is for practicing humility. When you get into japa chanting, it's good if you read these verses, page 42, for your own reference. So as a last quotation, please chant with me.
Trinadapi sunichena taroya visahishnuna amanina manadena ketaniya sadahari.
One who thinks himself lower than the grass.
One who thinks himself lower than the grass.
Lower. Who is more tolerant than a tree.
Who is more tolerant than a tree.
Who does not expect personal honor.
Who does not expect personal honor.
But is always prepared to give all respect to others.
But is always prepared to give all respect to others.
Such a person can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord.
Such a person can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord.
And for the first session, I will give you Bhaktivinoda Thakur's beautiful explanations on the way of your japa session, if you make a great effort in your heart to chant Lord Krishna's holy name, then you will become qualified to chant. This is what we are going to do in the first session. Big effort we are going to do. Then you will turn away from your false ego when you make this effort. Then you will think yourself more fallen if you make this effort. And lowly than a blade of grass, less important than a pile of ashes, Haribol. Then you will be more tolerant than a tree. Turning from violence, you will protect others. In the course of your life, you will never give trouble to others. Forgetting your own happiness, you will help others. Then you will become saintly. You will have all virtues. Turning from the desire for fame, you will be humble. Aware that Lord Krishna makes his home in every living entity, you will always give all respects to others. Possessing the four virtues, humility, mercy, respect to others, and not desiring respect for oneself, please chant the holy names. Approaching the Lord's feet, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and we all say it with him, O Lord, when will you make me qualified in these ways?
When will you make me qualified in these ways?
With this, we want to chant. So we will meet here again after our first session. That's 12. Why don't we make it 12:30? Please be here at 12:30. Then we will give the new meditations. You can roam around and so on. If you feel restless, there's a very nice service for Giriraj waiting for you. One devotee did it already, to pick up the garbage. You can meditate that you pick up the garbage from your heart. Cleaning the temple means cleaning your heart, Prabhupada said. And this is our nature temple. I wish you the most wonderful struggle while you endeavor very hard to give your best, to concentrate and to stay in a humble mood of mind. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Harinam Prabhu ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.